support the campaign to readmit expelled trade union militants Han Asel, Socialist Party Deputy General Secretary. For months the Labour Party National Executive Committee, NEC, away day on the 22nd of November, 2016 had been billed as a meeting to discuss the Labour Party's currently undemocratic structures. Momentum, Corbyn support group, ran a campaign called Your Party, spearheaded by Fire Brigade's Union General Secretary Matt Rack, for the away day, to agree to increase the number of NEC members representing the Labour Party membership. Unfortunately, the meeting on the 22nd of November did not discuss party democracy. One NEC member described the meeting as tranquil with nothing faintly controversial on the agenda. However, this surface calm does not hide the fact that the Blairites remain determined to undermine and remove Jeremy Corbyn. In order to consolidate his leadership victory, it is urgent that action is taken to democratize the Labour Party and end the Blairites' control of the party machine. Essential. An essential part of this is campaigning for the readmittance to the Labour Party of all expelled or excluded socialists. Earlier this month, a joint application for Labour Party membership was submitted to the Labour Party NEC. It was from 75 people, with a combined Labour Party membership of over 1,000 years. A petition in support of their application has been signed by hundreds of trade unionists and activists. All the applicants have previously been expelled or excluded from the Labour Party because of their socialist ideas. Among them were many leading figures from the trade union movement, including Chris Baugh, PCS Assistant General Secretary, Jane Nellist, NUD National Executive, and Roger Bannister, Hugo Peer, and Dave Auger, all members of Unison's ruling National Executive Committee. Trade union representatives on the Labour Party NEC should urgently argue their case. Chris Baugh explained why he had joined the collective application. From my teens, I was a Labour Party member for over 20 years, before being expelled in 1995. For PCS members, Blair and Brown meant widespread privatisations, job cuts, and attacks on pay and conditions. Blairism nearly destroyed Labour as a voice for working people. The election of Jeremy Corbyn is a chance to change things. In a personal capacity, and alongside those who were unfairly expelled for our socialist ideas, I hope the Labour Party will agree our application to rejoin. Roger Bannister added, I want to be readmitted to the Labour Party, so I can help transform Labour into a party that opposes cuts at national and local level. Since 2010, almost 700,000 local government workers, including many Unison members, have lost their jobs as vital services have closed. That is why Unison's local government service group executive has now called on Labour councils to implement no-cuts budgets. I was one of those expelled from the Labour Party in the 1980s, because I had the temerity to support the struggle of Liverpool City Council against Maggie Thatcher, which succeeded in forcing the Tory government to give £60 million worth of extra funding to the council. Today, Liverpool and other Labour councils are implementing eye-watering cuts. I hope that trade unionists on the Labour Party NEC, particularly the Unison members Keith Birch and Wendy Nichols, will support our readmittance to the Labour Party in order to further the discussion on how the Labour Party can best defend local government jobs and services. Sign the petition to readmit the expelled socialists here.